Thank you, Yashin. Yeah, good to be back, and I suppose good to be talking about the National Football League again, and not Donegal, you know, towards the top end of the table. So it's positive for this time of year.
Yeah, certainly is. Before we delve into that, I know talking to the likes of Eamon McGee, Ryan Bradley last week about these new rules. If these new rules were back in your playing day, Frank, would it have been something that you would have eased yourself into? I know the likes of Eamon and Ryan were saying that the ego would probably let them know that they would be up for them no problem, but the games got really, really pacey. Would these rules have been something that you would have embraced if they were back in your playing day?
It's hard to know. Just personally, I'd probably be a bit more of a traditionalist, you know, as in, you know, when we were playing, you know, the rules was never really spoken about, you know, as in, there was never any talk of changing rules. The rules were just the rules, and I think everybody, you know, enjoyed playing that style. I know the fitness levels have probably gone through the roof, you know, based off the new rules, you know, and that middle, you know, that middle sector of the pitch is becoming just, you know, a real fitness game, and both attacking and defending. Not so sure how that would have panned out for ourselves. I suppose fitness probably would have been one of our strengths. So you would like to think that the new rules wouldn't have impacted us too negatively. But it really is, I suppose, a lot of getting used to for the players, you know, and I suppose there's people are probably expecting an awful lot so soon, you know, when really they've only played four games of football, you know, under the new rules, and come summertime, I suppose I can see management teams and players really getting into the new rules and I suppose playing to their strengths or exploiting any advantages that can be got from the new rules. But I suppose I probably don't emphasise that we're going to see that until championship time, when the cut and thrust of football is there for both teams.
Yeah. Well, the FRC are going to review after this weekend's games round five some of the rules, and I think one that they really need to take a look at is around the black cards and the red cards, because Donegal really had no advantage despite Galway being down to 13 men. Jim McGuinness called it farcical, and it seems to be the general commentary and debate around it is that has to change for the championship.
Yeah, I suppose that probably has to be looked at. I suppose it doesn't make sense. There's a stage there where Galway were in the opposition half and they actually had an extra player on Donegal. You know, even though they'd only 13 on the pitch, they still had an extra man to keep possession and keep the ball with the use of the goalkeeper, which probably, you know, when you go down to 13 players, there's a reason as to why you are down to 13, and there should be a certain advantage to the team that keeps their discipline, I suppose, and keeps 15 on the pitch. But that's definitely been taken away. So I think it's a straightforward enough one to look at, and I think anyone looking in will see that that's just probably not one of the rules that's just not working out.
Yeah. You said earlier there that you were more of a traditionalist when it comes to Gaelic football. What about the goalkeepers? Do you agree with the Roman goalkeeper and the effect that they're having now on the game, Frank?
Yeah, I suppose I agree with the goalkeeper. You know, that if a goalkeeper's good enough to come out the field and play football, you know, certainly. But I suppose the one gripe I would have with it is the goalkeepers are now getting to come out the field unopposed and, I suppose, unmarked as such, that an outfield player has to be left in order to put pressure on the goalkeeper, which probably gives a bit of a false setting to the ability of goalkeepers, you know, where if it's man-on-man and the goalkeeper's brave enough to come up the field, you know, and come up on a man-on-man situation, so be it. But I think there's a real advantage in the goalkeepers coming up and being that extra man when oppositions can't go toe-to-toe with them. I don't know whether they would look at that or not, but I don't know if they'll go down the route of maybe only keeping two forwards up the field against three defenders, you know, and then if the goalkeepers are brave enough to go up the field and play man-on-man and lose the ball, you know, it maybe has a different ring to it then, you know, there might be a little bit more danger. But certainly I wouldn't be in favour or in agreement that the goalkeeper can come up and create that extra man. I suppose as defenders, you want to be able to go man-to-man at the very least, you know, and I suppose that's not possible if the goalkeeper's coming up and creating that overlap. Yeah. You know, in games, goalkeepers now are starting to wait until the space does open up, you know, and defenders can be defending, and then all of a sudden there's an extra man coming that hasn't been involved in the attack previous, which is, it's hard to deal with, so it is.
Yeah. Listen, we can't read too much into the Galway defeat. There was a lot going on there, particularly with the weather conditions and obviously a kink in the rules around cards. But the three games previous, they were very, very impressive. So they were. And it was a fantastic start to the league for Jim McGuinness's side. And as you said, it's good that we're at the top end of the league at this stage with, I suppose, a bit of pressure off.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, I suppose. In the National Football League campaign, that's what you want to do. You want to get up and running and get points early in the board. And I suppose with the fixtures, and people might maybe overlook this, Donegal, Dublin and Kerry in the first couple of games, Armagh, All-Ireland champions, and to come away with 6 points out of those three games, was a huge start. I know the conditions are in Galway, I suppose you could nearly scratch that game, but the way things panned out, and I suppose they're in a nice position sitting on 6 points and using the rest of the league games now to, I suppose, gear towards championship.
Yeah, there could possibly be a league final in there. Is that something, do you feel, having been under the regime of Jim McGuinness previously, that it's a game that he might want to tackle or will not be interested in giving championship 7 days after it?
I suppose the championship certainly makes it difficult for 7 days afterwards, but I suppose there's a lot to be said for momentum too, and either way, I suppose it depends what way your mindset is going into them games. If Donegal end up in a league final, they're there because they're playing good football and winning games, which is a positive. You would want it that way, 7 days out from a championship match. So I don't see any major, I suppose, negativity surrounding it. It'd be a great game to get in Croke Park. At this stage, I think when you look at the games they have left to play, they've Derry coming now this weekend. They won't want to lose against Derry maybe and give any momentum to Derry when things probably aren't going the best for Derry in terms of results at the minute. So they're not going to want to give momentum back to the Derry camp to kind of give them any positivity. So I can see Donegal getting to the final and bridging that 7 day gap very well. I suppose they'll be prepared for it and they'll be in the right mindset, no doubt, with Jim and the management team.
Yeah.
I think regardless, the probably first round in the championship was always going to be the priority, and league football is going to be used to get them there in the best shape possible. And I do think that league final, a week before could be a benefit as well.
Obviously Derry are yet to win. Does that make them dangerous coming to Ballyshannon on Sunday?
Yeah, I suppose, and you'll find, historically, I suppose teams that are towards the bottom of the table in round five, round six, when they really do need the points, I suppose they really have to go after them, and I suppose that might be that extra bit of motivation for Derry this weekend. And certainly Donegal knows that Derry are going to be coming all guns blazing, trying to, I suppose, get the 2 points to try and maintain the status of Division One for them. And it's a good way for Donegal to go into the game because they know they're going to be tested against Derry, so Derry can't afford to, to shadow box, I suppose with the league standings that they're in. So it's going to be a game, I think, where maybe Donegal might learn a bit more than what Derry will.
Yeah. So neither side, do you feel, will be showing their full deck of cards then on Sunday with the championship so close?
I can't see it, yeah. I think they'll be holding certain tactical things back for the championship, but at the same time, I think the motivation and intensity of the game on Derry's part certainly will be up there as if it is a championship match, with the league standings currently. And I suppose Donegal, as I said, they're not going to want to hand Derry any momentum shifts ahead of the championship match either. So I can see it being a very intriguing game anyway.
Yeah. And just finally, I'm sure that break after the Derry game will be welcome because you could Tyrone and Letterkenny the following Sunday, which is what, the 16th of March, around Paddy's weekend. So two home games against Northwest rivals. Now, we do have listeners in Derry and Tyrone are probably not going to be happy what I'm going to suggest next, but Donegal could play a part in their relegation, so they could.
Well, that's it, I suppose, yeah, when teams are needing points, and points are hard earned away from home, and Derry and Tyrone are facing a big task to come to Donegal looking for 2 points and their bid to stay in Division One. But I suppose them two camps will be, they'll be gearing everything into the last three games of the league now to try and get those points on the board to remain in Division One. Which is still a big carrot, so it is, and even with the proposals for the championship changes in 2026, that league status, the league standing still had a big bearing on the 16 teams that play in the Sam Maguire race, come championship football. So, I can't see Derry and Tyrone doing anything else other than doing everything they can to get the 2 points against Donegal in those two games.
Yeah. Well, listen, we wait to see what develops now this weekend in Ballyshannon as Donegal take on Derry in a massive derby match in Division One. Frank, it was a pleasure talking to you. Many thanks for joining us. We appreciate you taking time out from your busy schedule to speak to us.
Thank you, Oisin. Thanks a million. Take care.